Madison VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. Great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are things, Josh?
Doing all right. A little bit of humidity out there today.
Yeah.
Last night was stifling.
That was a little humid off and on over the weekend, but
yep.
Did you get a little yard work done then and that kind of thing?
I didn't think I saw you out there too much.
I didn't do any yard work.
I got some groceries out of town, and then pretty low key.
I saw Rupert sitting on the porch looking around.
Oh, he likes to do that,
yeah.
Especially when the weather's nice.
Yeah, I'll have to stop by and say hi to him again one of these days.
Oh, yeah, he'll bark and jump.
Oh, yeah. He gets pretty excited.
He loves people, but he just doesn't know how to behave around others.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Spec 4, Dennis William Roski. Dennis was born on November 3rd, 1939, in Canby, passed away on May 6, 2011. He entered the Minnesota Army National Guard on December 5th, 1956, in Madison. Honorably discharged 3 years later on December 4th, 1959, here in Madison. He was a gunner with the 1st Howitzer Battalion of the 175th Field Artillery, local Army National Guard unit, and he was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle. So we thank you, Dennis, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
And speaking of the local National Guard unit, that armory is starting to look a little different.
That's right. Kind of took on a new look. Going to be apartments over there.
Yeah. Someone commented that it's, the armory's not looking like the armor anymore, and I think Wayne Borstedt said something to the point where it's not the armory anymore.
That's right. He's trying to soften it up and make it look a little less like an intimidating fortress.
Well, I don't know what he called it, like Fort Wayne Apartments or something
like
that.
That's right. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Wayne does with that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad somebody picked it up.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. Because otherwise it might have just sat there for years and fallen apart.
Yeah, that's a shame when stuff like that happens.
Fortunately, that happens too often.
Yeah. Like some of the schools around here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Old buildings and everything else. So.
Yep.
Thanks to Wayne.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's take a look at the topic at hand today, understanding VA benefits for sleep apnea and tinnitus.
Tinnitus, tomato, tinnitus.
You're ringing in your ears.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure you have that
just
like I do.
I do.
Years of rock and roll.
Too much rock and roll. Too much racing.
Yep. For me, it was shooting guns and loud engines.
That'll do it.
Stuff like that. But the Disabled American Veterans put out a news release last week discussing a couple of common health conditions veterans can receive compensation and medical care through the Department of Veterans Affairs for. They make themselves known immediately once others arrive quietly, often years later while trying to sleep and after the noise fades. A spouse may notice a struggle or even stop breathing while they sleep. A veteran may experience persistent ringing in the ears that keeps coming back. It's easy to chalk these up to typical aging or the accepted reality after years of the rigors of military service. But these common conditions are more than irritations. They may be compensable disabilities through the Department of Veterans Affairs. They're called invisible disorders, sleep apnea, and tinnitus, which I've got both of those, and I know a lot of veterans that are in the same boat. They're some of the most frequently claimed disabilities. These ailments are more than annoyances. They've been known to impact veterans' quality of life, ability to work, and overall health. Sleep apnea is a disorder characterized by repeated pauses in breathing while sleeping. If an airway collapses or becomes blocked while sleeping, a veteran may experience loud snoring, choking, or gasping for air. These repeated throat closures can cause severe drops in blood oxygen and constant awakenings, leading to high blood pressure, heart disease, and the possibility of a stroke. On the other hand, tinnitus is the perception of sound often when no noise is present. Veterans may experience ringing, buzzing, hissing, roaring, humming. It can be constant or intermittent. It's commonly associated with damage to the inner ear and can impact a veteran's life in unexpected ways. Constant auditory disruption can lead to chronic insomnia, anxiety, depression, cognitive issues. It's hard to concentrate sometimes when there's background noise.
That's right.
And when you got tinnitus, that background noise, even if there's no noise, you can hear it.
That's right. Yeah. Gets to the point. Hopefully you're at the point where you just don't even really think about it.
Yeah. But
if it's real bad.
Yep. It can be. I remember seeing this little video on social media, how veterans experience the world. And it's, the guy sitting there looking out at a mountainside and all of a sudden,
That's right.
Yeah. Anyways, to claim a disability with the Department of Veterans Affairs, veterans have options to establish service connection, unlocking veterans' benefits and health care. The most common is direct. There are three required elements. Number one, current diagnosis from a medical professional. Two, proof of an in-service event, which can be found in service records, and medical nexus or opinion linking the two. Veterans can also submit a claim as a secondary condition if a new medical issue arises from direct approved service-connected injury or illness. Veteran may file a claim for that disability. Obstructive sleep apnea may also be secondary to certain service-related conditions, such as chronic sinusitis or other disabilities that contribute to its development. Every claim depends on the individual medical evidence. Two people serving side by side, one may perceive and experience different than the other. So every veteran situation is different. So treatment for sleep apnea often involves a breathing device, like a continuous positive airway pressure or CPAP machine. Healthy sleeping patterns are linked to healthy lives. Many require assistance from devices. I know they make these dental appliances. I had one for a little bit. Basically, it was two hard plastic mouth guards that were connected by a wire, and it made your jaw. It made you have a severe underbite when you were sleeping. It kind of forced you to keep your airway open. Well, that worked to a point. Now it's a CPAP machine is more common to get those. But this was back when there was a massive recall of a certain company that made CPAPs. But anyways, veterans experiencing tinnitus are typically evaluated by an audiologist. Who assesses hearing and documents the condition. Sleep apnea is diagnosed through a sleep study, which can be in lab or at home. More common than not, veterans get to do an at-home sleep study where they do a video appointment where they show you how to set up the device and what the device entails, and they send you a prepaid they send it to you in a padded case, and then you got to return it in a prepaid envelope and within a week, because the battery is still, while the battery is still good, so they can read it. And you got to remember to turn the device on when you set it up. I found that out the hard way and had to do it twice. Goes to show I'm a guy, you got to read the instructions sometimes.
That's right. Yeah, not very often.
No. Veterans who believe these conditions, like every illness or injury, are connected to their military service may be eligible for VA disability compensation. DAV benefits advocate, you're looking at one, and you guys are listening to one right now. They are the best in the business and can help veterans gather evidence, file claims, and navigate the VA process at no cost. There's more to this article talking about the levels of disability for sleep apnea and tinnitus, but I decided to leave that stuff out in the for the sake of brevity. So this fits in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard's allocated spots. But you can go to DAV.org for more information on this, or for contact my office with any questions on veterans' benefits or these conditions and how they can be related to service, and as well as getting treatment for them. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I think you have that number handy.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You got it right next to the fly swatter. You must have a bug problem.
I do. Some flies. I had the door open the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And get some fresh air in here. And
lots of flies.
Lots of flies and a hummingbird, which took me a while to get rid of.
You need a tennis racket for a hummingbird.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to.
No.
I was trying to scare it.
I don't advocate for that at all. Please, I meant that.
I was trying to hurt it with a broom, and it wasn't going too well.
I meant that as a joke, of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not abusing hummingbirds.
No, not at all. Not all right. I haven't seen a hummingbird in years.
I haven't seen one this close before. It was buzzing my head. It was buzzing all over the place.
Huh, cool.
Everywhere. I shut the blinds, you know, because it was attracted to light. Shut off all the fluorescent lights. Left the door open.
Those are bats.
Left the door open. Oh, this was a hummingbird, though. I've seen bats, too. Not in here.
Yeah.
But this finally I found the door after an hour or something.
I had one buzz my head in my old house I was renting many, many years ago. And that'll wake you up at 5 a.m.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Anything flying around your room.
Yep. Yeah. And, of course, anyways, back to business. You can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
Garden level?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not much that'll take me out of the office this week, but it is always better to call to make sure I'll be around. And if I'm not around, I always post, where I'm at or when I'll be back on my whiteboard. So,
okay.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Next Monday is Labor Day, and therefore our office will be closed. So, as well as other county offices, and I'm sure banks and
both post office and
post office.
But we'll be open.
Yep, and we might use some radio magic.
There you go.
You can reach us by phone at 598-3445. And sounds like you're going to be at the county fair again this year.
Oh, yeah.
But different location.
Well, they're going to have a third commercial exhibit building. What was the poultry building is going to have some exhibits in there. We're going to be in there.
Okay.
So it should be interesting to see the new arrangement.
I'll make sure and stop by and say hi.
Yeah, we'll put you on the radio.
No, you won't.
All right. Well, we'll see you again next Monday.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the